Abdul Karim is on the line from Jordan, from Amman. Abdul Karim, welcome.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, go on, you're on the air.
Good evening. Yeah, I'm Judge. It's an honor to speak with you today, Mr. Judge, because I've been trying to come into this program. I can see today you are very angry, and I'm as much as angry as you are, because I am a very good viewer of Press TV. I've seen all these other atrocities committed in Gaza. And I believe ever since there's been a war in the Middle East, this has been one of the most heinous crimes being committed by the State of Israel. And what surprised me mostly is that today's Black Ban Ki-moon was offering condolence to the soldiers, just 25 soldiers, killed by rocket attacks, while hundreds and hundreds of children are lying dead, some of them decapitated for life, while others have no hope for the future. I just believe the United Nations is just like a puppet in the hands of the U.S. They have nothing to offer in the needs of the nations. So the Muslim world need to stand up on their feet if they need to see the end of all this heinous crime committed by Israel. There is need for the Muslim world to have a common unity and boycott any kind of economic activities with the State of Israel. Because this cannot be going on every time, especially during the month of Ramadan. There must be one or two excuses for the Israel, State of Israel, to commit or to stage a war against the land of Gaza. It's too much.
Abdul, thanks for that call. Echoes very much my own views and what I said. I won't put you in any difficulty by asking you if there's going to be an Al-Quds rally in Amman tomorrow, by asking you if the populace of Jordan will be on the streets on Saturday like most of the rest of the world, because I already know the answer. Aisha is in London. Aisha, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. So, George Galloway, yes. I just have a message for the Arab leaders. I am a woman who has never been part of any political rally, any political movement ever. And this time, I feel as if this has become so personal. This has become so personal to me. This is an oppression. There was a time when, as a child, I would think that if I were there present at the time of the Nazis, I would have stopped what was happening to the Jews. I would have stopped the assassination of Kennedy. All of those people who thought that, look at the suppression that is happening now. We have to unite. To the Arab leaders, you are sitting on your giant backside, forking out huge sums of cash, not saying a thing, because you are worried about the Muslim Brotherhood and the fact that Hamas is in cahoots with them. The Muslim Brotherhood is known for working towards trying to overthrow these regimes that have set up camp. I am not a spokesman for them. I have just read up so much in these past 2 weeks that I have understood why this is happening now. You are sitting quietly. Think, Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, I am speaking to you directly. Think of what Shah Faisal would have done. Sheikh Mohammed from Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed of Khalifa from Abu Dhabi. I am asking you, think of what Sheikh Zayed would have done. Think of what Sheikh Rashid would have done. They would not have sold Palestine. Where is your soul? The enemy is open. We know who the enemy is. But you are Muslims. You read the Quran. Are you not fearing the wrath of Allah? These people, they are oppressed and they are speaking to Allah at the time of Ramadan. Think of what you have to do and the fact you will have to answer for them, each and every one of those oppressed people. And for Hamas, the one thing, yes, I don't know the entire history of Hamas. Yes, they have had their flaws as well. But at this point in time, they are a democratically elected party. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sir Galloway.
No, you're right.
Exactly. So, BBC, for everything, for all your your idea of depicting this picture without any bias, out of respect for that, stop calling them militants. They are actually defending. They are the army now. They are not militants anymore.
No, they are the legitimate armed forces.
Exactly. Of you the cannot Palestinian call them militants people. Anymore. I do not. I am not one for condoning the killing of the three teenagers. No. But there has been not a shred of evidence that has implicated Hamas. Hamas has never shied in the past of
well,
any
but
aggression.
We have to make 2 points on this. First of all, these three teenagers were cruelly murdered in the West Bank.
Exactly.
These hundreds and thousands who have been killed and maimed are being killed and maimed in Gaza. There is a wire fence separating Gaza from everywhere else on the earth. So nobody in Gaza had anything to do with the murder of three teenagers in the West Bank. Secondly, not a scintilla of evidence has been produced linking that crime with Hamas. In any case, I don't care about Hamas. I don't myself support Hamas. I don't even like Hamas. I would never vote for Hamas. But the people who are defending their families, their land, their religion, their dignity in Gaza tonight, from whichever party they come, deserve the respect and the prayers of every faithful person around the world. Wassalam, thank you very much for a wonderful call. Hamid is in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Hamid, welcome.
Hello, George. Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
George, today is my first time of calling you. I'm your fan for, I think, 5 years, watching your show every week.
Thank you.
And, George, I will pray for you every day. May God bless you. You know, give you long life, give you gender, because what you are doing is a jihad, you know?
Thank you, brother.
You know, we don't want to lose you. I pray to God, may God give you long life. But I have 2 questions today.
Inshallah. Go ahead, brother, yeah?
My question is, where is the ISL? Where is the Takfiris? Where are the Jabhat al-Nusra? I know what they are doing is wrong, but if really, truly they are fighting for jihad in the cause of Allah, why would they go help the Palestine? I know what they're doing is wrong, I know. But if really true, they are doing this for Allah, jihad, as a real Muslims, why don't they throw a bullet in Israel's map or do something, you know?
Well, they have never done anything for Palestine. But they are carrying slogans. I saw one the other day. The only good Shiite is a headless Shiite. But the weapons with which the resistance are defending their families and their land in Gaza this evening, all of those weapons, all of them, came from Shiites. So that tells you either that this ISIL, ISIS, caliphate, or whatever they have declared themselves to be, are either fools or fakes. You can choose which. Francesco is in Denmark. Let's hear from Francesco. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, please. Good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Good evening, sir.
I want to talk about Gaza.
Yeah.
And normally, U.S. Try to say we are about human rights and the U.S. can stop this war right now if they stop the aid for Israel.
Yes, sure.
I mean,
the U.S.
I mean,
could stop the war right now, Francesco.
Right now.
But
right
we
now.
But we they both stop. Know that the U.S. is not going to, because the U.S. openly and has declared over decades absolutely supports the settler state that they call Israel. But there's other people who could stop the war right now, Francesco. Saudi Arabia could stop the war right now. As that young lady was saying on the phone just a few moments ago, King Faisal was very clear in 1973 that he could not continue business as usual, pumping the oil, investing the money, buying the weapons and goods from Western countries, whilst Al-Quds, Al-Aqsa was under attack and being seized by the allies of those Western friends of his. And so he said, we will produce no more oil as long as this massacre continues. The oil is stopped. We will not sell, produce another barrel until this massacre is stopped by those who could stop it. Am I right, Francesco?
Right, but I would ask you one thing. If those children in Palestine was a Western children,
yeah.
What about if it was Obama children? What about if it was European, UK, Cameroon children? They will allow the Israel killed by F-16.
No, they would not.
Gaza?
No, they would not. Because for them, the blood of Westerners and Israelis is more valuable than the blood of Arabs and Muslims. You already know that. So let's stop wishing that people who hate us are going to save us and ask those who claim to love us when they're going to do something to show their love. That's my point. Darren, you're on quickly before the break. Go ahead.
Hello there, George. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm just phoning to say I will be there tomorrow at the Al-Quds Day March in London, and I will be there on Saturday to support Palestine, to support the resistance, and inshallah, we will be strong. We will take over, and, you know, the resistance will prevail.
I'll tell you one thing, Darren. The resistance will never be defeated. And the children of those who have been slain, and their children after them, will still be the resistance. Israel is not solving any of its problems by this murderous rampage. And the children of those slain will be more radical, more determined, and harder to deal with than their fathers and mothers who have been killed. I'll be right back in 3 minutes, God willing.